This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. It did not take long at all after China lifted its zero COVID policy at the beginning of December for public health experts there to estimate that hundreds of millions of people had become infected. Weeks was all that took. Officially, though, the central government in Beijing was reporting just a handful of deaths every day. Under pressure from the World Health Organization, China did start counting deaths from COVID-related causes, which has brought the death toll to 82,000 over the past couple of months. Not everybody, though, believes that is accurate, as Marketplace's Jennifer Pak reports.
When China's leaders suddenly dropped zero COVID rules 2 months ago, a lot of people took extra precautions and stayed home, including an 83-year-old father in northeastern China. His son, David, only wants to use his first name in English to avoid government harassment.
My dad got a fever on December 19th. We don't know how he got infected with COVID. The fever lasted for 3 days.
The next morning, David's father fainted and hit his head. It took 7 hours before an ambulance came, and the hospital was chaotic, David says.
My dad's doctor and all the nurses were infected and coughing. He only saw the doctor once during his stay.
The hospital treated his dad's head injury, but had no antivirals for his lung infection. A second hospital wasn't much better. It ran out of oxygen.
I had to carry an oxygen tank from home to the hospital for my father.
David's father was moved to an intensive care unit in early January.
Within 36 hours, the hospital called to announce that my father had died. The death certificate lists the cause as respiratory failure.
Which meant, at the time, David's father was not included in the official COVID death toll. David's angry.
What preparations did officials make these past 3 years? They only focused on mass testing and vaccines. There were no preparations at the hospitals.
And if hospitals were packed, so too were funeral homes.
The situation at funeral homes was horrible. There were no time slots for cremation, no space at the morgue.
In the end, David was able to get a time slot at a crematorium in another town. And the funeral was held 3 days after David's father died, according to tradition. But other aspects of his father's funeral were less than traditional.
Usually the body must also be cremated and the ashes buried before 12 p.m. Now, those rules have gone out the door.
And still, at that point, China was reporting just a handful of COVID deaths a day. That's because only people who die of pneumonia or respiratory failure caused by COVID are officially counted. For years, Chinese government media have criticized America's fight against the pandemic as an utter failure, with 1 million-plus COVID deaths. But there's been very little public discussion of what China's own death toll will be. People who criticize Chinese leaders' handling of the pandemic are often censored, even detained. Why, I asked, did you take the risk to speak to me today?
China censors a lot of information. No domestic Chinese media would interview me, an ordinary man, about losing his father to COVID. I'm very glad to have this space to talk about it.
David says his dad was well-loved, well-respected, and well-traveled. A few days after we spoke, China tweaked its death toll to include COVID-related illnesses, but only people who died in hospitals and not at home. It's not clear if David's father's death is included in the new figure. In Shanghai, I'm Jennifer Pak for Marketplace.